Or something.
No, they're just... So who are you, and where are we?
hi, Robert. My name's Steve Wood, and I'm a technical evangelist in the Windows Server Vandalism team.
Yeah.
We're currently over in Building 20, and we're just over here to talk about the PDC Lab, since that's one of my other roles, which I do in my spare time, if you could call it that.
So you run the hands-on labs for the PDC?
So I have overall responsibility for the hands-on labs. I did it for PDC 2003, and... very stupidly volunteered to do it again this year.
Now, the reason I brought you over here to Building 20 is, you know, there's all these computers here. And customers come here to Building 20 to see our latest technologies and get their hands on the keyboards. And that's really the same experience you're trying to recreate, but at the PDC, right?
Yeah, and on a much larger scale.
Yeah. How many computers are you going to have there?
I think the last count we've got was somewhere between 650 and 670 machines.
So that's quite a bit bigger than this room, which has 40
yeah, computers. 20, 25 or 30 in here, so yeah. And a lot more complexity. I think in 2003 we had around 85 labs. This year we're looking near 160, assuming all of the labs which are currently planned and people are feverishly working on actually go ahead and get built and delivered to us on time. So I think it's going to be a really great experience for everyone there. There's just way more stuff to go and play with, way more technologies than we had in 2003.
Now, let's say I'm an attendee, right? And let's say this airs a week or 2 weeks before the PDC. What should I do in terms of planning out my schedule? And how do I decide between going to a Don Bach session and going to a hands-on lab session, right?
Yeah, so I think, I mean...
The hands-on labs are being taught by really rock-star people, too.
So, you know, the hands-on labs, they're open a long time, for starters. I think a couple of nights we're going to be there, the labs will actually be open till midnight. So you guys want to burn the midnight oil?
Are you bringing pizza? We can make this a true coding experience.
We could, yeah, beer and pizza. the labs will be open much later. So the other thing is we're trying to do much more cohesively this year is to actually link together both the breakout sessions and the labs. So when you go and look at a particular breakout session within the ComNet tool, you should also be able to see which labs relate to that. So go to the breakout session, learn about the technology, go and look at what labs are related to that, and then go and sit down and work through the labs.
Oh, wow. And how long do the labs take?
Typically between 40 minutes and an hour. So they're roughly the length of time it takes you to leave a breakout session, walk down there, do a lab, and then decide what else you want to do for the next 15, 20 minutes before the next breakout starts.
Right. Anything else we need to know about the lab? Anything we should do before the PDC to get ready for it? Or?
I don't think so. You know, just brush up on your VB.NET and C# skills.
Are the labs, that's a good question, are labs taught in both languages, or are there some labs that are taught in one language?
Some of the labs will be in each language. Okay. And again, it comes down to which group actually developed them. Some of them will be available in two languages, okay. Both languages. So it'll depend on
any that you expect to have high attendance, so it'll be hard to get a seat at?
Oh, man. The ones that we had the biggest attendance around last time were obviously the Indigo and Avalon labs. Expect to see the same there.
Okay. Anything else I need to know to prepare for the hands-on labs?
Can't think of anything right now. Just come and enjoy it.
No, who just... you just brought yourself into the video.
Sorry.
Who are you?
I'm Don Livingston, and I'm doing marketing for the event.
You're a marketing person. We've seen you on the video before.
But I wanted to ask about the lab proctors. Okay. Stuff that things the attendees might not know about the lab proctors.
Okay.
Who they are.
Okay, so the majority of the lab proctors will be the guys who actually develop the labs themselves. So they're either program managers, test people, or developers from the product teams. We have, I think at last count, around 122 proctors all told.
Okay.
So there's plenty of people around to come ask questions. And those are the technical experts on these things. So, you know, they're great people to go and talk about how you're thinking of using the functionality or the new technologies, what you want to do with them, and then, you know, getting some ideas from them on the best way to architect it and the best way to use it.
Great. Well, thanks for spending 5 minutes with us talking about the hands-on labs.
Good.
You too, can you get your hands on the keyboard soon, right? So, thanks.